Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with breaking news in the United States, where the director of the FBI said the agency is recommending that Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton not face charges for using a private server and mobile devices to send emails when she was Secretary of State. James Comey said of the 30,000 emails provided by Clinton, just over 100 contained sensitive information.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
The case heads to the U.S. Attorney General, who will have final say. Loretta Lynch has previously said she would accept the FBI's recommendation. The FBI announcement is likely to garner most attention as Clinton and Republican Donald Trump both campaign in the southern state of North Carolina on Tuesday. For Clinton, her event in Charlotte marks the first time President Barack Obama will join her on the campaign trail. Meantime, Trump will be taking the stage at a rally in Raleigh, the state capital, Tuesday evening. Clinton and Trump are expected to be formally nominated when their parties hold conventions later this month. Japan's foreign minister is expressing sorrow and indignation as the bodies of seven Japanese nationals killed in an attack at a restaurant in Bangladesh return home. The victims were among 20 hostages and two police officers killed Saturday in Dhaka. Bangladesh has seen a number of attacks in recent months, mostly targeting secular bloggers, atheists, and religious minorities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued his four-country tour of Africa and Kenya on Tuesday. The Israeli leader said his visit signals dramatic changes in the relationship between Africa and